This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's House Speaker says he hopes to reset the tone of the chamber after a Republican lawmaker called a Democratic colleague a racially offensive name. CPR's Benta Berkland reports this is the latest in a string of incidents this session.
Republican Representative Richard Holtorf referred to a Democratic lawmaker as buckwheat during a floor debate, a racist term House Speaker Alec Garnett says is unacceptable. The Democrat says lawmakers must treat each other with respect.
And that comes first and foremost with the title that every one of my colleagues has earned, which is representative. Anything that strays from that, especially into the a pejorative, racially charged comment, it is 100% inappropriate, has no place in this chamber whatsoever.
Garnett has asked lawmakers to go into this final stretch of session with a blank slate. He said anything less violates the sacred trust of voters. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Colorado's unemployment program has sharply cut the amount it's paying out each week. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports the change appears to be related to new identity verification procedures.
The number of Coloradans on unemployment is shrinking, and it's not just because of the economy. In March, the state's Labor Department was paying out more than $170 million a week. For the last month, though, that number's been about $110 million, a drop of about a third. During that time, the state has required more and more people to use a third-party platform called ID.me. If they can't prove their identity with the site, their payments stop. It's unclear how much of the drop is the result of the system weeding out scammers, and how much comes from legitimate claimants having trouble, or just people finding jobs and leaving the unemployment system. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Denver is at 39 degrees this morning, high of 46 this afternoon, and 90% chance of showers in the afternoon. Meanwhile, it could start snowing as soon as tonight. Stay warm. This is CPR News.